The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, the Dáil will debate a Social Democrats bill on Thursday calling for a legislative pathway towards reducing the voting age from 18 to 16 years of age. Well, joining me now to debate this is Noel Howard, spokesperson for Social Care Ireland, and Aidan Farrelly, who is, of course, a Social Democrats TD for Kildare North. You're very welcome to the programme. There was a report coming from the Convention of the Constitution back in 2013 that did recommend lowering the voting age to 16. So we've been talking about this for quite some time. But are you talking about lowering it across the board, local, general, European and presidential, Aidan?
Yeah, and thanks so much for having me. Absolutely. In the short answer is yes. We're proposing that the voting age is reduced from 18 to 16 for all elections. And there's two reasons really why. Number one, the legal advice that we got when we drafted this bill told us that we couldn't differentiate between the elections, that it was going to be one or none. And secondly, and I think more importantly, the research shows that the democracy is strengthened significantly when you give the franchise for all elections as opposed to partially doing it. I think it's a values-based piece. If you believe young people have the competency and maturity at 16 and 17 to make decisions about their healthcare treatment, to make decisions about their school and their career, and also the most fundamental democratic decision, and that is to cast a vote, we believe it should be for all elections.
So Noel, to bring you in there, what Aidan is saying, look, this needs to be across the board, and if they have the competency and the maturity at 16 and 17 years of age to potentially work, to pay taxes, to make decisions around their medical treatment, then they do have the competency to vote. Would you agree?
Well, legally, 16 and 16-year-olds are children. They may have competency in certain areas, but for example, they can't get married at 16. They can't sit on a jury. They can't sign a legal contract. They can't buy alcohol. And in fact, they can't ring News Talk and see, might they win the cash machine prize. And something I learned in the last couple of months since I previously debated this with Aidan, as far as I remember, was that Electric Picnic will not allow a 16 or 17-year-old to attend Electric Picnic weekend, even if they are accompanied by an adult. So if there is a broad acceptance societally and legally, that people, young people, children of 16, you know, aren't of a maturity in a general sense in the areas that I've mentioned. I know Aidan has mentioned some other ones, but I think on balance, if you look at what they are not allowed to do, and which generally speaking, society seems, quite confident about that that's a good thing, then I think that lowering the voting age really is a step too far, and it's a very, very responsible obligation.
Okay, let me bring Aidan back in there, because you've said, look, societally we've decided at 16 you can't get married, you can't sign a legal contract, you can't buy alcohol or cigarettes, and you can't buy a lottery ticket. So society is comfortable with those decisions, and actually voting is just as important as that and should be taken just as seriously.
Yeah, and it's lovely to chat with Noel again. We had a really good conversation about this previously. The difference that I would draw on there is specifically that potentially some of those things that we don't allow young people to do until they're 18 years of age could potentially be harmful for them. It's not a question of maturity or competence, but that physiologically, biologically, their body mightn't be able to deal or process with those. What we've seen with the commitment from the UK government with the Labour Party, in the time for the next general election, you will see 16 and 17-year-olds voting in the general election there. It's been happening in Scotland since the referendum a number of years ago, and a really interesting piece of research that has come from that. Before young people at 16 and 17 in Scotland had the right to vote, 3 in 10 people only supported it.
Okay,
after
just to go back to what
happened,
you said there,
there
though,
flip-flop.
That there might be issues with some of those things that could be of harm to them. Well, some might say that's because psychologically they're not ready. They haven't actually reached the age of maturity.
No.
Getting married, for example.
So physiologically, there might be very clear science that backs that up, but there's no data to suggest that maturely young people haven't developed to a point where they can make a decision, because then we're into the grounds of asking the maturity levels of 18-year-olds, 21-year-olds, 35-year-olds, the extent to which they're mature enough to vote. It's not a question about that. Young people have the right to work full-time. Many are working part-time right now and are paying taxes, yet have no fundamental opportunity to cast their opinion on how those taxes are spent democratically. That's why we believe young people certainly have the opportunity to do this. Very soon we're going to have 48,000 people in Northern Ireland, 16 and 17, able to cast a vote in a general election. This conversation needs to happen now. And that's why a referendum on this would be the opportunity to give people that choice.
Noel, to go back to some of the wider issues here and the difficulty in getting people out to vote. We've seen that recently in our presidential election. Even those who have the vote, many were reluctant to come out. That actually giving people a vote younger and younger, at 16 or 17 years of age, when the majority of them are in school in that sort of structured environment for learning where they can discuss voting, might actually mean that it becomes a habit for that age group at a very young age, and it stays with them, and it will make them more interested and more involved in politics and more willing to vote in the long term.
But surely the turnout in the presidential election was an example of where certainly the younger voters didn't turn out. And it's interesting to note that in the children's rights referendum, something which you think would really involve people from the 18 to 24, 25, 26 level, in 2013 ended up with just 34% of a turnout. So I don't think there's necessarily, and certainly the organisation that I am speaking on behalf of, you know, who deal with the most marginalised children, the huge problem for them is not, it's voting at 16 is far, far down the line of priority. It doesn't, their problem really is survival sometimes in, you know, a state that maybe doesn't cherish all the people of the young people of the nation equally. And we have seen that in many instances, and this has been adverted to. And in a way, it's ironic that many of the sort of child protection organisations funded by the government are very much in favour of this. It's ironic that on the one hand, you know, they are constantly telling us, these organisations, that the terrible pressures that 16 to 18-year-olds and younger are under in the world in which we now live. And yes, they are exposing them. When you consider some of the negativity that surrounded issues in the presidential election, without getting personal about any of the candidates, people who were quite mature commentators, people like yourself, were probably baffled by this and tried to make sense of it.
Let me bring
how about a 16-year-old trying to cope?
Okay, let me bring Aidan back in there.
So I've worked as a youth worker for nearly 20 years now with those young people who are often marginalised quite often by government policy. And we've ran mock elections every time. Young people care about the issues the same way that you or I care about the issues. They are informed about the issues in the same way. And the research now shows that if young people are given the franchise at 16, they are much more likely to use that vote at 16 and 17 than those who are 18. Plus, and a fundamental thing, it does not sway into left or right politics. This, where countries have allowed 16 and 17 year olds, it has not impacted the outcome of an election at all.
Okay, because we do have one texter saying, well, this is what I'd expect from a left-leaning party, because
it hasn't
young
done
people
that.
Tend
the
to
research.
Be more left-leaning. Can I just put another point, another text coming in from a hard shoulder listener. If you want to lower the age for voting, you must also lower the age for criminal responsibility. You can hardly be voting for elections and referendums without being of an age to respect or be affected by those laws that you vote for.
But there's very clear and distinct criminal justice measures in place for children and young people. There's no need to propose throwing the baby out with the bathwater, and just because you have an opportunity to exercise a democratic right means you should be, for example, 16 and 17-year-olds should be in prison with adults. That's a different conversation that we need to have entirely. This is about an exercise in democratic and civic participation where your opinion matters, your voice matters. And that's what we are asking the government to allow on Thursday. Let's put it to the people to have a conversation about young people's rights.
And would you have a concern, Noel, that it would have a disproportionate impact on the outcome of an election?
Well, I think, first of all, like, we can cherry pick on this. We can say that on the one hand, we will keep the things that we want, like the way the criminal justice system now operates in terms of 16-year-olds. And and then at the same time not say that a 16-year-old who is able to vote with all the responsibility and the obligations that that suggests is able to vote, and yet that they shouldn't, for example, be named in criminal proceedings. Now, the organisation I represent is very much in favour of the way things are at the minute, and it's a good thing. People might disagree until they get to 18. But, I mean, if they can vote and use their franchise, surely they have a responsibility to be responsible for their names entering the public domain.
Okay, but there is a lot of texts, I have to say, Aidan, coming in support of that. Children who can't pick their own bedtime have no business voting, says one person. But another one says, so if they're mature enough to vote at 16, should they be mature enough to enter prison for crimes they've committed?
Well, I just don't understand why you would conflate the two conversations. It's two very different things. If a young person at 16 and 17 is entitled to work, to earn, to pay taxes, to care, to provide care for families, to make these decisions, why would we not allow them the opportunity to exercise that right? The conversation about criminal justice system, we're talking about child protection measures here, we're talking about different things that kind of bring into question health and safety. What we're talking about here is the opportunity to exercise a civic right. Social Care Ireland are the only organisation that I've heard of in the year that have come out against this. There's general
support. Well, there's actually lots of texts coming out
organisation-wise now.
Against
absolutely.
This. Will you leave the kids alone, says another texter. Let them be kids and enjoy the last couple of years of their childhood without voting, etc. And that added responsibility. They'll be adults for long enough. What do you say to that parent, I would say?
I would say to that parent, go and talk to your teenager and ask them their opinion on this. What you will hear is that young people care in the same way that we care about the issues. We keep talking on behalf of 16 and 17-year-olds as a state. This is an opportunity now for the country to go to a referendum them to have this national debate on it.
Okay, Noel Howard and Aidan Farrelly, will have to leave it there. And thank you to all of the Hard Shoulder listeners for all of the texts.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.